Wednesday, 16, December 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning in to this broadcast. The Calvary Hour is a ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church, located in New Bern, North Carolina. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. We're in a series of messages entitled Rebuilding the Foundation, Raising Up the Foundations for Many Generations. We find it in Isaiah chapter 58 and verses 11 and 12. Father, do bless us now with thy word. Speak to my heart, hearts of all of our listeners, we pray. Make us like the Lord Jesus, we pray in his name. Amen. Verse 12, and they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations. And thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. We're looking at this matter here of rebuilding, raising up the foundations for many generations. We're warned in Psalm 11 and verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Well, we looked at Ezra and how God called them to go back and to rebuild the temple. And now we are looking at the call of God on Nehemiah's life and others who will go with him to go back and to fill in the breaches, to, as it were, be a repair of the breach, to repair the walls that have been broken down. Now, you know, when you deal with foundation work, you deal with some pretty tough work. I have found this to be about foundation work, that it's necessary, it's expensive, it's dirty, and is oftentimes unseen by others. But the foundation we're talking about here, though we can use some good building foundational principles for illustration, the foundation that must be laid is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verses 10 and 11. According to the grace of God, Paul writes, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the foundation for everything in our lives, if you please. The Bible makes it clear for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The Bible speaks about him being the foundation of the prophets. The prophets recognize that he is the foundation. And I want you to see, dear friend, that it's not just foundations for one generation that we are interested in and that we are to be concerned about. The Bible speaks about the foundation for many generations. Have you ever stopped to think when you win one person to Jesus Christ, how many generations can be affected by that one person's life? Oh, I'm telling you, it is such a challenge and what a great thrill to have a part. One sows, another waters. God gives the increase. Whatever part you might have in reaching others with the gospel of Jesus Christ, to know that you're laying the foundation, which is Christ Jesus, not only in that person's life, but for many generations as well. I thank the good Lord. He saved me many years ago when I was in the military. And I've often thought, especially about those who work with servicemen, Christian servicemen centers, and missionaries to service personnel. And I thought, oh yes, when usually one of these young military people to the Lord, and ultimately, you'll have a family for the Lord. That's not always the case, but that's many times the case. I know in my own life how God reached out and reached me in my ungodliness and my unworthiness, and he has given me opportunity to share the gospel with my family and others. And I'm so glad today that I've got folks in glory today because they heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. No other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid. But today we want to speak about laying foundations, whether it's in a person's life or whether it's for a building or whatever it might be. And let me say, first of all, that a foundation is necessary if you're going to have a good solid building. This is true for self. This is true for home. This is true for a church. This is true for a school. This is true for a country. Over in Matthew chapter 7 and verses 24 through 27, and if you have access to your Bible, I certainly invite you to turn there with us. Speaking about foundations, our Lord Jesus Christ made these comments. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. He gives this parable, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning, and he speaks about people who built a house on different foundations. One built his house upon a rock, and when the storms came, and they do come, as we all know they do, by the grace of God that house stood. But the man who had built his house upon the sand, when the floods came, it was destroyed. And dear friend, this is true. I don't care what it is. This is true. We must lay the proper foundation. And dear friend, not only is Jesus Christ the only foundation for going to heaven, he is. For he said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. But dear friend, also let me remind you that he is the foundation for our Christian lives right here in this world as well. He is our Creator. He is our Savior. He is our great physician. I am so glad for those who preach the gospel, but it is Jesus Christ who saves. I'm thankful for doctors and nurses. I'm from a family that's strongly related to the medical community, and I thank God for every one of them. I was a hospital corpsman in the Navy. I was really considering going to medical school after I graduated. I would believe that God led me into this phase of the ministry. I have great respect and love for the medical community. But there's not a good doctor in this world who will not tell you that healing comes from the Lord. They can do things to promote healing, but healing comes from the Lord. Foundation work is, first of all, necessary. Secondly, foundation work can be very expensive. I think about great missionary causes. I think about Hudson Taylor and Adoniram Judson and men like that who spent years on the mission field. Do you know the common denominator for those men was this, that they spent 7 years in hard labor before they saw the first conversion? Can you imagine that? 7 years, whether it was in China, whether it was in Burma, whether it was in Africa, wherever it might be, they spent 7 long years. It was an expensive endeavor. Some of them lost family members. They lost their health. There was a great price to be paid for laying the foundation. But once the foundation of the gospel was laid, praise God, numbers of people came to know Christ as their Savior. Some of us have been brought up in this quickie generation, you know, quick biscuits, quick this, quick that, quick the other. And by the way, in that particular field, that may be all right. But this ministry of the gospel, it can be very, very time-consuming. And as far as labor is concerned, by the way, as far as money is concerned, it can be a very expensive endeavor to lay the foundation. But laying the foundation is worth all that we put into it. Well, I wish we had more time for today's broadcast. We have so much more good material that we want to cover. God willing, we will be covering concerning laying the foundation for many generations. Let's never lose sight of the fact that if we have the opportunity to win someone to Christ, at least to sow the seed or to water the seed of the gospel that has been sown, or to reap in the harvest, it's not only a foundation for that life, but by the grace of God, it will be for generations to come. This broadcast is targeted for the middle of our broadcast week. Hope you can be in a good fundamental Bible-believing church. If not, please join us on the internet, www.calbat.org. Please join us next broadcast if you can.